This is Akashvani, a review of this week's Parliament proceedings read by Aparajita Nair. As the second half of the budget session began on Monday, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar made identical suo motu statements in both Houses of Parliament on the West Asia situation. Opposition MPs meanwhile raised slogans demanding a full-fledged discussion. When the Lok Sabha met at 12 noon, Jaishankar made a statement on the West Asia situation. Jaishankar said the well-being and security of the Indian community in the region is the government's overriding priority. National interest, including energy security and trade flows, will always be paramount, he asserted. As the External Affairs Minister spoke, the opposition staged vociferous protests demanding a full-fledged discussion on West Asia. The Lok Sabha, meanwhile, could not take up on Monday the resolution seeking removal of Om Birla as Speaker after two adjournments over demands for a debate on the West Asia situation. Beginning the proceedings on the first day of the second phase of the budget session of Parliament, Chairman N.K. Premachandran informed the Lok Sabha about the demise of one sitting member and four former members. As the House met in the morning, it was adjourned till 12 noon after paying tributes to the departed members. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, making a suo motu statement on the West Asia situation in the Rajya Sabha on Monday, said the well-being and security of the Indian community in the region is the priority of the government. Nearly 67,000 Indian nationals have returned from the region so far, as the government facilitated additional commercial flights and other travel arrangements amid partial airspace openings, he said. The entire opposition staged a walk out from the House while Jaishankar was making his statement. On Monday morning, as the upper house met for the day, soon after the obituary references and laying of listed papers, Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan called Jaishankar to make the statement. However, Congress President and Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge requested for a short duration discussion before such a statement. On this, Chairman told Kharge he would come back to him and asked Jaishankar to make the statement. After Jaishankar's statement, Leader of the House Nadda termed the opposition's behaviour as irresponsible and said they only want to create anarchy and hooliganism. Meanwhile, a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change was initiated in the Upper House on Monday. Participating in the discussion, Ayodhya Rami Reddy Allah from YSRCP called for a structural transformation and restructuring of the ministry, saying it operates in silos. Subhashish Khuntia of BJD, BJP's Sumer Singh Solanki, Medha Vishram Kulkarni and Brij Lal nominated member Ujjwal Nikam, TDP's Mastan Rao Yadav Bira and M. Dhanpal of AIADMK also spoke on issues of concern related to the ministry. The Lok Sabha on Tuesday debated an opposition resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla from office, with the opposition citing instances of his partisan conduct and the Treasury benches hitting back, asserting that he has never indulged in favouritism. Congress legislator Mohammad Javed read out the notice seeking to move the resolution to remove Birla from office. Besides Javed, the resolution was also moved by MPs K. Suresh and Mallu Ravi. As soon as Javed read out the notice, AIMIM leader Asaduddin Owaisi raised a point of order, which was rejected by Jagdambika Pal, who was chairing the proceedings. Once the notice was accepted and Javed read out the resolution, which was also admitted for discussion. Initiating the debate, Gaurav Gogoi, Congress's deputy leader in Lok Sabha, accused Birla of partisan behaviour, making baseless allegations against women MPs of the opposition and not allowing Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi to put forth critical issues before the House. Intervening in the debate, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that opposition members allege that the Leader of the Opposition is not allowed to speak in the House, but the truth is that he goes abroad whenever the session is in progress. Opposition members, including Congress MP K.C. Venugopal, strongly protested Rijiju's remarks. The Parliamentary Affairs Minister said, "This is the first time we've seen a leader of opposition who hugs and winks in the House." Janata Dal United leader and Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, also known as Lalan Singh, said he believes a no-confidence motion should be brought against Leader of Opposition instead of Speaker of the Lok Sabha. Telugu Desam Party MP Lavu Shri Krishna Devarayalu accused the opposition of bringing a resolution against Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla solely to grab headlines. Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde launched a scathing attack on Rahul Gandhi, alleging he peddles an anti-India agenda. Later intervening in the debate, Union Minister Chirag Paswan accused the Congress of not giving B.R. Ambedkar the respect he deserved. Earlier in the day, Lok Sabha proceedings were disrupted during question hour as opposition members stormed into the well, raising slogans against Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar and the Election Commission. The House was adjourned till 12 noon. Rajya Sabha on Tuesday completed the discussion on the functioning of the Ministry of Environment and Forest with the reply of Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupender Yadav. While replying to the discussion, Yadav traded barbs with Congress members over his remarks, accusing the earlier Ashok Gehlot-led Congress government in Rajasthan of encouraging illegal mining. The opposition staged a walkout after Congress leader Jairam Ramesh accused the minister of using objectionable words and sought an apology. The minister asserted that the government has in no way encouraged illegal mining in the Aravali Hills, and it is banned in several places, including Delhi, Faridabad and Gurugram. The Rajya Sabha later on Tuesday started a discussion on the working of the Rural Development Ministry. Participating in the discussion, Trinamool Congress MP Mohammed Nadimul Haq claimed the centre's stepmotherly treatment towards West Bengal and sought reasons for withholding funds meant for different schemes. The resolution for the removal of Om Birla from the post of Lok Sabha was defeated by a voice vote on Wednesday after a heated debate that saw the government and opposition benches trade barbs. While Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched a scathing attack on the Congress, saying that the House will be run by its own rules and not by the rules of a party, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi claimed that he was stopped from speaking in the Lok Sabha on multiple occasions. Gandhi asserted that the House does not represent one party but the whole country. Intervening in the debate on the resolution to remove Birla from the post of Lok Sabha Speaker, Shah said it is not an ordinary event as after nearly four decades such a motion has been brought against the Speaker. Shah said the BJP has been in opposition for the longest period of time, but the party never brought a no-confidence motion against the Speaker. Referring to bills introduced by the government in the past few years, Shah said, Leader of the opposition did not participate in discussions on the bills. He said that during key parliamentary sessions, Rahul Gandhi travels abroad. Earlier participating in the discussion, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad also targeted Rahul Gandhi without naming him. The former union minister said Rahul Gandhi should read the book on parliamentary norms. Following this, Congress MPs created an uproar and rushed towards the well. The uproar subsided when Rahul Gandhi was allowed to speak. Gandhi said he was stopped from speaking in the Lok Sabha on multiple occasions and asserted that the House does not represent one party but the whole country. Congress leader K.C. Venugopal alleged that Speaker Om Birla's hands were tied by the government, forcing him to act according to the ruling party's wishes. Participating in the debate, Trinamool Congress MP Sayoni Ghosh claimed that the voice of the opposition has been curbed. BJP MP Anurag Thakur alleged that Rahul Gandhi is in fact a leader of propaganda who is tarnishing the image of institutions just to stay in the headlines. Senior Bharatiya Janata Party MP Bhartuhari Mehtab said that a training program should be organized for MPs on how they should conduct themselves in the House. The opposition members in the Rajya Sabha on Wednesday demanded a discussion on the impact of the US-Israel against Iran on India's fuel supply. Participating in a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development, DMK member Tiruchi Siva and Aam Aadmi Party's Sanjay Singh said the country is grappling with a gas shortage crisis due to the ongoing war in West Asia. Taking part in the discussion, P.P. Sunir of CPI, Ramji of BSP, Priyanka Chaturvedi of Shiv Sena UBT and CPI member Sandosh Kumar P highlighted challenges such as unemployment and agrarian crisis in rural areas. Chaudhary Muhammad Ramzan of Jammu and Kashmir National Conference demanded release of funds held by the centre. Claims of the opposition were contested by BJP members Rekha Sharma, Anil Sukhdev Rao Bonde and Dharmshila Gupta, who listed several steps taken by the government for rural development. The upper house witnessed uproar during zero hour after BJP member Baburam Nishad lashed out at the West Bengal government for alleged lapses at President Draupadi Murmu's event in the state. His speech was interrupted by Trinamool Congress members who started sloganeering. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, who was presiding the House, asked the AITC members to return to their seats. On Thursday, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla spoke in connection with the resolution brought against him that was defeated a day earlier. He asserted that Parliament functions strictly according to rules, with no member having the privilege of speaking whenever he or she wishes. Birla's remarks came a day after a resolution seeking his removal from office was defeated. Meanwhile, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi voiced concern over the reported shortage of commercial LPG cylinders at certain places. When Gandhi dragged in disclosures of the United States Department of Justice to the alleged shortage of cooking gas, it evoked a sharp rebuke from the Treasury benches. Speaker Om Birla asked Gandhi to stick to the subject of his notice. When the LOP continued with his allegations, Birla asked Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri to speak. In his remarks, Puri said there is no shortage of petrol, diesel and kerosene in the country. LPG production has increased and it is the government's priority that there is no shortage of cooking gas in the kitchens of crores of families in the country. Meanwhile, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey urged the chair to take action against Rahul Gandhi for opposition members protesting at the Makar Dwar of the Parliament House. The lower house also debated the second batch of supplementary demands for grants for 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, BJP MP Jagadambika Pal said the government has also earmarked additional expenditures for food and fertilizer subsidies to take care of the needs of farmers and the poor. Participating in the discussion, Shafi Parambil of Congress asked the government to bring back the Manrega scheme to boost rural income. Nationalist Congress Party SP MP Supriya Sule demanded the government immediately convene an all-party meeting to address the LPG crisis in the country. Rajya Sabha on Thursday completed the discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development, which will be followed by a detailed reply by the Minister for Rural Development, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan later. Congress member Shakti Singh Gohil and BJP members Mahendra Bhatt, Maya Narolia and Bheem Singh participated in the discussion. The assassination bid on former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah also figured in the Rajya Sabha, with opposition parties blaming revocation of the statehood for the incident, while the centre promised a comprehensive investigation. National Conference MP Chaudhary Muhammad Ramzan demanded the security of the former chief minister must be upgraded. The Lok Sabha on Friday passed the second batch of supplementary demands for grants for 2025-26 as well as the Appropriation Bill 2026. The supplementary demands for grants include grant spending towards setting up of an economic stabilization fund of 1 lakh crore rupees. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the economic stabilization fund will help the country withstand economic shocks such as those arising from the current global crisis without derailing government schemes. Following the minister's reply delivered amidst the opposition's uproar, the House passed the second batch of supplementary demands for grants along with other appropriation bill by a voice vote. Meanwhile, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Virendra Kumar introduced the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha on Friday. Earlier Lok Sabha proceedings were disrupted amidst multiple adjournments on Friday. After laying of papers, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju slammed Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for refusing to understand the pulse of the people. Expressing disappointment over the Congress behaviour, Rijiju said no one in the Congress party is making their leader see logic. Rajya Sabha on Friday discussed the Private Member Bill, the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences of Amendment Bill 2024, moved by Fauzia Khan, NCP-SCP, on 7th February last year. Participating in the discussion, nominated Rajya Sabha member Sudha Murthy called for making counsellors mandatory in schools to help children who face sexual offences. Congress member Imran Pratap Gadi raised concern over alleged misuse of media, including social media, in creating communal divide and demanded setting up an all-party committee to check poisonous effect of narratives that create hatred among communities. During zero-hour, Shiv Sena UBT Rajya Sabha MP Priyanka Chaturvedi highlighted the issue of an NCERT textbook carrying a chapter on corruption in the judiciary, on which the Chief Justice of India gave directions and NCERT issued an apology on the matter. She urged the Law Minister to ensure there is no such judicial overreach that may create problems in times to come. That's all in Parliament Review.